Ian Wardian for Colwood.ca Facebook.com/IanForColwood.care you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? Note you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? My family resides in a townhome in Royal Bay. I've lived in Greater Victoria for over 20 years, moving to Colwood in 2018 from View Royal. My eldest son attends Royal Bay Secondary, and my wife and youngest son play soccer with JDF. Colwood is our home, we love it here and can't imagine living anywhere else. What is your occupation, and for how long? I have worked for locally founded Connect Hearing for over 15 years in various roles, from HR manager, director of operations to my current role as VP, business development. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. I am a founding director of the member-funded, provincially registered Royal Bay Homeowners Association, RBHOA. I am also the current president of the West Common Strata Council, Royal Bay. In the last several years I have come before council on behalf of both organizations to stand up for my community and neighbors and advocate for Colwood residents. Why are you running? What's your motivation? Colwood is in the midst of unprecedented growth. With growth comes opportunity if managed responsibly with a commitment to the needs of all stakeholders. Council has generated mixed results, with a growing sentiment from many that the pendulum has swung too far in favor of developers versus Colwood residents. The perception is that the mayor and allies on council rubber stamp proposals, rezoning requests, with little concern for how they impact residents. It was this indifference that galvanized me to first facilitate a grassroots community pushback against an egregious proposal in Royal Bay that culminated in the formation of the RBHOA. What are your top three issues? 1. Managing growth and balancing the need for an improved commercial tax base. Colwood has high residential tax rates, and we must leverage the appetite for growth to add revenue-generating commercial development, but in the right places under the overarching framework of the OCP. 2. Traffic and transportation. Rapid growth brings opportunity and challenges. For example, the near tripling of density in the Royal Beach area without sufficient traffic planning. Strategic planning and action on regional transportation and traffic is a must. 3. Livability. Housing, healthcare, and quality of life. An all-encompassing umbrella of affordability, environment, parks, and innovative thinking to solve modern problems, like the doctor's shortage. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? My vision for Colwood is that of a safe, vibrant, and diverse community. One that ensures continuity with our children growing here into families of their own, and where we can age in place with a variety of housing options. Colwood's waterfront has immense potential. I envision a protected lagoon and a vibrant Royal Beach. We must work with the private sector to encourage and implement our OCP goal that Colwood's waterfront is a stewarded, world-class destination for residents and visitors alike. We have an opportunity that comes once in a lifetime. Our OCP envisions something extraordinary on this amazing waterfront parcel, and we cannot let it become a gated community that offers little to Colwood and the Greater Victoria region. What's one big idea you have for your community? Explore innovative thinking around public-private partnerships. No more status quo. Let's get creative on unique ways to leverage development, add needed infrastructure, stimulate economic development, and address issues like the doctor shortage. Embrace community input and open the tent to stimulate new ideas. Currently, community input is only welcome if it aligns with the mindset of a few people at City Hall, demonstrated by the number of public hearings that lead to change. Hint, it isn't many. Residents on their doorsteps tell me they feel belittled, ignored, and second class. When did integrity, transparency, and effective communication go out of style? Ultimately, my big idea really isn't all that new, it's what I've always brought to the table as a taxpayer, neighbor, and volunteer.